With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Republican National Committee will be getting a new chairman. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel announcing plans to step down March 8th. North Carolina GOP Chairman Michael Whatley has been endorsed by former President Trump to succeed McDaniel as RNC chairman. And on the heels of his big win in South Carolina, Mr. Trump tells supporters that Joe Biden's days in the White House are numbered.
We're going to be up here on November 5th, and we're going to look at Joe Biden, and we're going to look him right in the eye. He's destroying our country, and we're going to say, Joe, you're fired. Get out. Get out, Joe. You're fired.
And tomorrow, it's the Michigan presidential primary. Alabama lawmakers are looking for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered babies under state law. Several IVF providers have since put services on hold. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey said the state wants to foster a culture of life, adding that that includes couples hoping and praying to be parents who utilize IVF. More money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan will top the agenda when President Biden meets tomorrow with the top four congressional leaders at the White House. They'll also talk about averting a partial government shutdown as a deadline looms next month. Also at SRNNews.com, an illegal alien from Venezuela is under arrest in the murder of 22-year-old Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. The New York Post reports the suspect crossed the border into Texas in September of last year and was subsequently processed and released into the U.S., and since then had been arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. On Wall Street this morning, so far, the stock futures have been mixed. Right now, the Dow futures are down 37 points. The Nasdaq futures are 8 points higher. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in Him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. French President Macron has inducted World War II resistance fighter Misak Manouchian into the country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. Manouchian was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. He was executed by the Nazis in 1944 along with 23 other members of his resistance group. SRN News. An update on the untimely death of a feathered celebrity in New York City, and there's speculation it could have had something to do with his diet.
Initial findings are back from a necropsy on Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl that flew into a building and was found dead Friday on Manhattan's West 89th Street, according to the Wildlife Conservation Society. The report finding Flacco in good physical shape, weighing 4.1 pounds, just 2% less than when he lived at the Central Park Zoo, but had substantial hemorrhaging from the impact. Tissue samples to determine whether any poisons from eating rats won't be back for about 2 weeks. Flacco lived for 13 years at the zoo until someone cut the cage last February and he escaped. No arrests have been made. Efforts to recapture Flacco were abandoned. Julie Walker, New York.
On Wall Street, the S&P futures are down 1 point. More details at srnnews.com.